All 18 of them are playing Tempest right now, just like you, trying to beat Halliday's high score. And all of them use the exploit to get 40 free credits. Most of them aren't doing that well, but one of them has some serious skill. We think Sorrento is probably operating that avatar. He just started his second game. Wait a second, I interrupted. How can you possibly know all this? Because we can see them, Shoto said. Everyone logged into the Oasis right now can see them. They can see you, too. What the hell are you talking about? The moment someone enters the third gate, a live vid feed of their avatar appears at the top of the scoreboard, Artemis said. Apparently, Halliday wanted clearing the final gate to be a spectator sport. Wait, I said. You mean to tell me that the entire world has been watching me play Tempest for the past hour? Correct, Artemis said. And they're watching you stand there and jabber back at us right now, too, so watch what you say. Why didn't you guys tell me? I shouted. We didn't want to make you nervous, H said, or distract you. Oh, great, perfect, thank you, I was shouting, somewhat hysterically. Calm down, Parzival, Artemis said. Get your head back in the game. This is a race now. There are 18 Sixer avatars right behind you, so you need to make this next game count, understand? Yeah, I said, exhaling slowly. I understand. I took another deep breath and pressed the Player One button once again. As usual, competition brought out the best in me. This time, I managed to slip into the zone. Spinner, zapper, super zapper, clear a level, avoid the spikes. My hands began to work the controls without my even having to think about it. I forgot about what was at stake, and I forgot about the millions of people watching me. I lost myself in the game. I'd been playing just over an hour and had just cleared level 81 when I heard another wild burst of cheering in my ears. You did it, man! I heard Shoto shout. My eyes darted up to the top of the screen. My score was 802,488. I kept playing, instinctively wanting to get the highest score possible. But then I heard Artemis loudly clear her throat, and I realized there was no need to go any further. In fact, I was now wasting valuable seconds, burning away whatever lead I still had on the Sixers. I quickly depleted my two extra lives, and game over flashed on the screen. I entered my initials again, and they appeared at the top of the list, just above Halliday's high score. Then the monitor went blank, and a message appeared in the center of the screen. Well done, Parzival! Prepare for stage two! Then the game cabinet vanished, and my avatar vanished with it. I found myself galloping across a fog-covered hillside. I assumed I was riding a horse because I was bobbing up and down, and I heard the sound of hoofbeats. Directly ahead, a familiar-looking castle had just appeared out of the fog. But when I looked down at my avatar's body, I saw that I wasn't riding a horse at all. I was walking on the ground. My avatar was now dressed in a suit of chainmail armor, and my hands were held out in front of my body as though I were clutching a set of reins. But I wasn't holding anything. My hands were completely empty. I stopped moving forward, and the sound of hoofbeats also ceased, but not until a few seconds later. I turned around and saw the source of the sound. It wasn't a horse. It was a man banging two coconut halves together. Then I knew where I was, inside the first scene of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, another of Halliday's favorite films, and perhaps the most beloved geek film of all time. It appeared to be another flick sync, like the War Games simulation inside Gate 1. I was playing King Arthur, I realized. I wore the same costume Graham Chapman had worn in the film, and the man with the coconuts was my trusty manservant Patsy, as played by Terry Gilliam. Patsy bowed and groveled a bit when I turned to face him, but said nothing. It's Python's Holy Grail, I heard Shoto whisper excitedly. Duh, I said, forgetting myself for a second. I know that, Shoto. a warning flashed on my display. Incorrect dialogue. A score of minus 100 points appeared in the corner of my display. Smooth move, X-Lax, I heard Artemis say. Just let us know if you need any help, Z, H said. Wave your hands or something, and we'll feed you the next line. I nodded and gave a thumbs up, but I didn't think I was going to need much help. Over the past 6 years, I'd watched Holy Grail exactly 157 times. I knew every word by heart. I glanced back up at the castle ahead of me, already aware of what was waiting for me there. I began to gallop again, holding my invisible reins as I pretended to ride forward. Once again, Patsy began to bang his coconut halves together, galloping along behind me. When we reached the entrance of the castle, I pulled back on my reins and brought my steed to a halt.
"Ho there!"
I shouted. My score increased by 100 points, bringing it back up to zero. On cue, two soldiers appeared up above, leaning over the castle wall.
"Who goes there?" one of them shouted down at us. "It is I, Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon, from the castle of Camelot," I recited. "King of the Britons, defeater of the Saxons, sovereign of all England."
My score jumped another 500 points, and a message informed me that I'd received a bonus for my accent and inflection. I felt myself relax, and I realized I was already having fun.
"Pull the other one," the soldier replied. "I am," I continued, "and this is my trusty servant, Patsy. We have ridden the length and breadth of the land in search of knights who will join me in my court at Camelot. I must speak with your lord and master."